Now, let me, before we close, just briefly recapitulate the main points of this talk. First of all, the Buddha's Dharma is the expression on the conceptual level, in terms of thought and speech, of his experience of reality, enlightenment. Secondly, this expression, the Dharma, consists fundamentally of the teaching of Praticca Sammuppada, universal conditionality, in its two forms, the cyclical and the spiral, or the round and the path. And thirdly, that the function of the Dharma, the function of this expression, as illustrated by the parable of the Rav, is to act as a means to enlightenment. Its sanction is pragmatic. And fourthly, whatever helps us gain enlightenment, whatever helps us to progress spiritually, whatever helps make us morally and spiritually more perfect, is to be regarded as being really a part or aspect of the Dharma in which we take refuge. And fifthly, we recollect that in this country, the Buddhist movement, which is now growing and developing here, will be applying all these principles not only vigorously, but even rigorously. So if we understand all this, we shall be able ourselves to take refuge in the Dharma. We should be able to board that raft, to do a little paddling, perhaps hoist a little sail to catch the breeze, and eventually, we hope, not alone but with others on that raft, cross to the other shore.